This is the business lunch, and there was a lot to be happy about. And we, off the air, we said to Jason, our guest, this segment, hang out here because we got kind of a swinging door. Scott Kleinberg from the Chicago Tribune. We said, you stay here too, because Jason, your company is a Chicago technology company, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We were founded after the end of the Obama for America campaign. Mm-hmm. We decided to take some of the things that we learned about how to get people involved with organizations and nonprofits and use that to help all the nonprofits really focused here in Chicago. But next year we'll go more national.
So the name of your company is Public Good.
That's right. Public Good Software. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're trying to make software to help people do public good, to be able to reach out in their communities, find the things that they care about, and take action on them.
And you've got this new thing that is very cool. You want to explain what this is all about? I love this.
Sure. Thanks for asking. And thanks for having me on the
show.
Mm-hmm. We've started a new endeavor called the Take Action Button. And through a grant from the Knight Foundation, we have actually put that button on media sites right now in partnership with the Chicago Reader and eventually with other media outlets and blogs and things like that, where when people read about an issue, so for example, in Chicago, oftentimes you read about, at this time of year, it's like hunger or homelessness or things like that, and you want to figure out, how do I get involved in some way? Instead of sharing it on Facebook or on Twitter, you can actually hit this Take Action button, and it will take you to a page on our site, and it will show you all the organizations that are working on that issue in your community so that you can do something directly to support them.
So like if we wanted to take action on whatever, hunger or whatever, could we embed this on our blog, or how would we do this? How does it work?
Yes, that's exactly right. Exactly in the same way that you would embed a Facebook or Twitter button.
Okay.
You'd put a couple of lines of code in the same kind of way. You share that on your blog, and then the button itself is sort of smart, and it takes a look at what the content of the article is. Mm-hmm. So if you're reading about, say, again, like hunger in Chicago, you would click on that button and it'll take you to a landing page that shows you a little bit about the organizations that are working on that. There's groups like Growing Power or Feeding Illinois here in Chicago. You can either learn more about them and kind of click into them and see what they're doing, mm-hmm. or you can just hit one button right there to fund everybody who's working on that cause.
Now, do you vet these organizations, or is it like a Google News thing where it just sort of says, okay, here's all the stuff on the internet that relates to this, or how does this work?
Yeah, we actually do vet the organizations. We've used an open, what they call OpenGov data or open data. So mm-hmm. we've taken the IRS 501c3 registrations, and we make sure that we're only working with organizations that are in good tax status, that are 501c3s, and we ask them to then go on and sort of set up their profile and give us some information. Mm-hmm.
Well, Jason Kunesh, you are the CEO of this company.
That's right.
Let's look at a crystal ball. Where do you hope to be this time next year?
Sure. We would hope to be really taking this nationally and really helping the space in new and innovative ways. I think the thing that we learned during the campaign when we first came on as the first real technology team to work on a presidential campaign, we realized how poor the quality of a lot of the software was that's out there and how many times these organizations, even though they're doing really important work, oftentimes are either cobbling things together that are meant for business or consumer, or they're trying to find some way to make things work for their mission-driven organizations. So we said, what if we just went out and built tools that made that really simple? So if you're somebody who works at one of these organizations, the same kind of conversation that you can have in person, one-on-one, the kind of conversation that typically will bring you to tears when you hear about the kind of work these folks are doing, you can actually have that kind of conversation online and make it a little bit richer. And then for people that, people do care, right? People care about causes. But what ends up happening is when you actually get online and you try to find an organization and you do research and try to figure out, are they a good organization? Will they use my money effectively? It's really difficult, and you lose that spark to actually get involved.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that you were going to try and take this national. Yep. I could project down the road where this is an international thing. If you look at all of the international movements that have become worldwide movements for whatever, I could see this going in that direction in the not too distant future.
Yeah, we think that's absolutely right. We're a young company, and we've got broad ambitions. Our ambition for 2014 was really to start building this platform and bring it live, which we've done here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. We've primarily focused on a handful of causes, food, homelessness, hunger, violence prevention, because those are issues that really affect Chicago in particular. Mm-hmm. In 2015, we will broaden our base and go nationally. And then we will go internationally after that, you know, primarily focused in North America. But our plan for 5 years out would be to be an international organization.
There's something that I want to throw in your pile of things to think about. We're friends with an incredible guitar player. His name is Tommy Emmanuel. Now, what does this have to do with what you're doing? Quite recently, we emceed a concert with Tommy, and he has become the spokesman for an organization called Guitars for Vets.
Awesome.
And I think this could be right up your alley, and mm-hmm. so we need to put you guys together.
That'd be fantastic. As a guitarist, I am definitely supportive of that, and
cool.
as somebody who loves veterans, yeah, definitely.
All right. How can people get more information? Where do you want to send them?
Sure. If you can go to publicgood.com, you can take a look at some of the causes that we have available today and take action on them. And through 2015, we'll be helping people really keep track of their resolutions. So that's our big push for 2015 is, you know, these organizations really depend a lot on, you know, support from the public. Mm-hmm. That support tends to come inordinately in November and December when
right.
people are really thinking about it. So the more that we can make those resolutions up front, we can help people with recurring monthly donations to a variety of things that they care about with just a few button clicks.
Well, thank you for doing what you're doing.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's wonderful. And
thank
Happy
you.
New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you very much, Jason Kunesh.
And Scott, thanks for sticking around.
We'll see you next week.
We thought
yes,
you'd kind
absolutely.
Of dig this, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we'll talk
Merry
to you next
Christmas
week.
Merry Christmas.
We'll see you next week, I guess.
Sounds good.
We'll take a break. More coming up. Stay with us at WGN.